Hey y'all, this is DJ B, one of our leads for Exposure, and we're so excited to be welcoming on the Charlie Uffelman Band and Friends here 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. We're going to listen to some good music, play some good tunes, and we're about to get started. So enjoy.
Up, everybody. You are tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, and it's Exposure. Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m., we have the awesome Charlie Uffelman and Friends in the studio today, and we're going to hear some awesome music from them. I'm Ivy.
I'm DJ Cheddar.
Awesome, and let's get into it. Play us a song.
Sweet. Thank you guys for having us. We're Charlie Uffelman, Friends, and the song's called Give.
So beautiful.
Thanks.
I'm assuming that is an original song.
That's an original song. Yeah, that's the first song off of the album I released in August called Brook Songs, and that's out everywhere now. And yeah.
Awesome.
It was very fall feeling. I don't know.
Yes.
When the band came in, it was just like, I don't know.
We were just talking about how we were like, we need to celebrate the fall, the coming of fall. And yeah. I kind of feel like apple picking, like we've done it so many times. It's a little overrated now. But you guys, your fall.
True, we should all go apple picking together.
A band field trip.
Yeah, today's like feels like first day fall.
Totally.
Yeah. Hard not to be gloomy though. Maybe we should like just sit in the gloominess and listen to music.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's exactly what we're doing. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us which instrument like you're playing and tell us a little bit about you.
My name's Charlie Elfman. I sing and play guitar and write the songs for the band, and
I'm Kylie Latham, and I am doing harmonies.
I'm Tyler Lamb, and I'm playing the keys.
I'm Brady, and I'm playing the bass.
I'm Gabe, and I'm playing the drums.
I'm Emmett, I'm playing violin.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for introducing yourselves. So excited to have you here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your inspiration for yourself and what brought you guys here together and stuff? Yeah.
I think for the album and for these songs, a lot of these songs were written, over the course of like 2 years. And I think there were like a lot of changes in what I was listening to during that time, and I think some of that comes through. Some of my biggest inspirations, songwriting-wise, like Elliott Smith and Adrian Lenker and John Prine and Nick Drake. Those are like the four big ones for me. And then
awesome.
Yeah, and then sonically, I think these guys are all such wonderful musicians, and they've been the best band that I could ask for, and it's just been so fun, and we've just sort of been feeding off each other's ideas, and it's been great. So
that's lovely.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Do you guys, not to already get into this, but do you perform places? Because I already know I want to see more.
We did a few shows this summer. We had our last show was album release show at Radio Bean in August, and then we're playing next Thursday at Arts Riot.
Cool.
Ooh.
Yeah,
nice.
That should be fun.
Not tomorrow, Thursday, but the Thursday after.
Thursday the 3rd. We're playing at Arts Riot.
Love it.
We'll do some other ones.
October 3rd. That's awesome. Well, why don't you hit us with another one?
Cool.
Yeah.
Sincerity. This is the second single I released for the album, and this one's called Sincerity.
Joints, they creep, my bones, they're upset. freer, full of love and regret.
So amazing.
Thank you.
It's really good.
I have a question. I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry.
I'm Kylie.
Okay. For the verse that you sang, did you write the lyrics for that?
No. Oh. This is just Charlie's amazing songwriting.
How does it... I guess it's like when you're singing any song by an artist. Yeah, true.
Did you write this song with two parts specifically, or did it just fall into place?
No, even on the recording, it's not two parts. Mm. But Kylie just has the most amazing voice ever, and and also check out Kylie Latham solo stuff. It is phenomenal.
It's a Daydream.
Check out Daydream.
Great song.
Nice.
We were jamming on it, and we were like, we should have.
Yeah, I think it was Gabe.
Yeah, I think it was Gabe's idea.
Gabe is like...
Well,
She
is on the recording.
True, Kylie does sing harmonies on the recording.
Yeah. Okay, but not like this.
Now I'm just kicking myself that you didn't record the whole verse. Or just the whole song.
It makes it extra special for when you perform.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's very beautiful.
I have a question. It's more of a silly question. But if you could be a fruit or vegetable, what would you be and why?
That's an amazing question.
Thank you.
Do you
want
to go first?
I don't know. Maybe like a watermelon.
Why?
Because they're sweet and happy fruits.
Mostly water.
Yeah.
True.
They're very hydrated, and I feel like I'm hydrated.
I think I would be a radish because.
Because you're obsessed with radishes.
I love radishes. I really do.
Do you eat them like whole?
I cut them up.
Oh.
A little salt.
You put them on like
midnight.
A salad?
It's like my midnight
salad. That sounds so good.
Oh my God.
I know.
Have you ever dipped them in hummus?
Yes.
So good. So yes. Fire.
So I guess I would do that.
Wow.
Who's next?
I would be a strawberry because they have sparkles.
That's cute.
Good answer. Good answer.
I guess I would be an apple because they kind of remind me of fall and I like fall vibes.
Yeah. I love tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and I think I would like to be one.
You get cherry tomato vibes.
I love cherry tomatoes.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I would be a nectarine because they're smooth and sweet.
Great answer.
Good answer.
That's lovely. We actually have another silly question in the chat, which, speaking of, before I ask the question, I want to remind listeners that you can chat at wrev.org or you can call in at 802-656-4399. And we'll transfer your message here to the band. So here's another silly question. Are you guys ready for it?
We're ready.
What condiments do you put on hot dogs?
Mustard and relish. And sometimes sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No
that was
ketchup.
That's a good answer.
I don't like ketchup.
I hate ketchup. It's so gross.
You guys are freaks.
Ketchup is so gross.
I don't like it.
What is wrong with you guys?
I don't really eat hot dogs, but... When I did, I would put ketchup on it. Sorry,
guys.
She's
vegetarian.
Oh.
No, I'm
would you eat like a... Oh. Right.
You don't have to
dog?
No condiments.
Whoa. Okay, freak.
Wow. Just hot dog, and the just buns dry. Are usually too big, so you tear off, but...
Strange.
Either side.
Do you ever do...
Oh, that's true. I tear them off,
do you ever do hot dog, no bun?
What'd you say?
Do you ever do hot dog, no bun?
Yeah,
I'm a big hot dog no bun person.
Do you dip it in anything?
No, just grab it.
Do you use a fork?
No.
Okay.
Grab it right off the grill.
Do you have like?
I definitely cannot get on board with no buns, no condiments.
Burnt there?
That's awful to me. But I would like to make a plug for the Costco hot dog $1.50 deal. They have the right ratio, I think, of bun to hot dog, and I would say relish is the ideal condiment.